highly uneconomic, but it is profitable, especially to the idea producer. I used to think of creating ideas as something tinged with considerable mystery. Like many others, I believed that it could not be developed, that it happened or did not happen. Yet I could not reconcile myself to the notion that God was bothering to send inspirations in the form of better mousetraps or fancier perfume bottles. I came to the conclusion that getting an idea was a process, part of the cause and effect processes that control all of life. Since there must be a reason for what happens, the matter comes down to knowing the reason and applying the method. What then is the process of creating ideas? People have been successful in extracting the wealth of the earth for their use, but they have not learned to seek for the untold wealth which lies hidden in their own hearts and minds. It is in human beings, as it is in soils, where sometimes there is a vein of gold concealed. To get ideas is a matter of creative thinking. It is a method for those who wish to get results in their own fields of work and in their own lives, for people with ideas live more enjoyably and more profitably than those without. A method of producing ideas is fundamental for any occupation and for life itself. Everything that man produces begins as an idea. From the wrapper on a loaf of bread, or the tube of shaving cream all the way up to the latest bestseller. From nylon stockings to television, from seedless grapes to a magazine printed in Braille for the blind, all begin as an idea. Most of our ideas come from someone else. Where does the someone else get them? Is there any way we can get an idea, better yet, a succession of ideas, by ourselves? Yes, there is a way, and I don't mean inspiration, which some people would like to meet by appointment in a lunchroom. Developing an idea is much like developing an invention. Sir Joshua Reynolds, the great painter and founder of the Royal Academy, tells us that invention is little more than a new combination of those images which have been previously gathered and deposited in the memory. Despite the ingenious preacher, nothing can come from nothing, at least by man-made efforts. He who has laid up no materials can produce no combinations. Accordingly, the idea searcher explores human experience and thought, history, psychology, science, anything and everything for analogies and stepping stones for the imagination. The more extensive our acquaintance with the work of those who have excelled, the more extensive will be our own ingenuity. Then, when an image comes to us, we can use it, juggle with it, be receptive to its possibilities, not simply hold it isolated as an amusing or interesting curiosity, but have it as a basis for experiment. Most of us get ideas that we do not develop in this way, and nothing ever comes of them. Some people have their heads full of so-called bright ideas all the time, but only too often they are merely half-baked notions. The techniques suggested herein should improve the quality of the ideas so they really become workable and useful. Practicing better methods need not mean getting more ideas when one is prolific already, but it should mean getting better ones. To be receptive to the creative impulse, one must have a certain discontent, a confidence in the potential idea, a sense that betterment is always possible. This gives birth to constructive curiosity. We are all inventors in minor things. The one who would improve a thing must realize its present qualities and its possibilities, must recognize that the possibility of perfection outweighs the probability of imperfection. We do not, for example, believe that violin strings have been made to create horrible discord, although the probability of discord is far greater than that of harmony. And for one who can play the violin, there are thousands who cannot. To get an idea, observation is the first requisite, analysis the second, faith the third. Without observation, the need or opportunity would not be recognized. Without analysis, the method would not be devised.